At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know why women are better than men.
Thank God.
Oh, oh my God.
I know. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, we never said... Okay. That was not a thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know what I hate more than anything? Pandering.
What? Me?
That is so...
Boss.
It's like coming on the air. It's like so easy. I want to run for president and just be like, yo, everyone deserves free ice cream.
I'm not sure that would win you an election.
Maybe. But. Okay, maybe not free ice cream. Everyone should get a free car. You know, you're yeah. over 18. You should get a car. And it's
I would prefer the ice cream. I'd take like a free vacation.
Right. It's just, okay, just listen.
Yeah, I'm not voting for you.
But it's such a, when there's two women in the room and an impossible male to come in and go, women are just awesome and they're always right about everything. It's such an easy argument to make, even though, like, you look at
he's
how transparent
have,
he is.
He's
look
at have
his
a
face.
Reason.
No, he doesn't actually have a reason. He's just doing
no,
it
he's,
to.
He's said a reason before. We have pimple popping kits.
Okay.
That's right. Yes. This is, it's along those lines.
Oh.
I know this is narcissistic of me to say, but there's no part of you that thinks that part of what he's doing is to make me react this way.
No.
Because it is.
No,
yeah.
I think
it's
very
he wanted,
narcissistic of you.
Yeah. I think he wanted a positive reaction from us. He didn't really care about you.
Yeah. Any ladies listening, if you think you're the best, text in 303-222-5423.
What's about to come out of your mouth?
It doesn't okay. matter at this point to me.
I was sitting at home the other night.
Go ahead.
Just got serious. You know what? Never mind. I was sitting with my wife and she came to me and she said, I have some bad news. I have to tell you, we lost one today. I said, what? What are you talking about? She said, one of your pairs of underwear had a run in it, and I'm just letting you know. I'm not trying to sneak anything. I'm just letting you know I took care of it and I threw it out.
And not the runs.
No.
Okay.
That's pretty normal.
Cool.
So she wouldn't have brought that up. This is just an actual run in it. So she tells me this.
Oh my God, with your diet, honest to God. Honest to God.
Oh, well, when you first said run, I thought you had a skid mark. And you know what? She should have thrown it away.
No, because I have like the microfiber, like kind of silky.
Like dry fit.
We're kinda, learning yes, a lot exactly. about you right now.
So, but she told me.
I have felt his underwear before.
What the
is,
hell?
You were here. You were watching.
I'm so glad I wasn't here back then.
It was one of those slacker freak offs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You were sitting
okay,
in
so
the
run in your underwear.
So she knows me so well, I would never throw it out. I would see the run there. I know exactly the pair she's talking about. And I would never throw it out. I would never take care of it. But she's telling me I took care of it for you because I know you're dumb and you wouldn't throw out a pair of underwear, even if they have a hole in it. And I'm also not trying to hide anything from you. I'm on the up and up. I'm letting you know. That this happens. And I told her, thank you, because you're right. I would not have thrown it away. I would have fought through with the holy underwear, the runny underwear.
And you would have worn it.
Oh, yeah.
You
they were
in
the wall.
Where, in rotation.
Yeah. Where was the hole?
It was like in the, on the bottom part.
Like your butt?
No.
In between.
He's talking about the,
in between.
The
in
no man's land.
Yeah. Yes, okay, yes. Okay. It was in there. And I know exactly. She was doing the laundry, so I had worn them. And she pulled him out and was like, these are done. And I need that in my life. And made me think, if I were a single man and I were just out trying to meet women.
Oh, this feels like an intervention on me. Go.
Arguably, one of the most important things to have would be nice, clean, probably new underwear. And it would be lower than the last thing on my list as just a guy navigating the world.
It's true.
And that's the problem. That's it.
Oh. He solved it all.
You solved my problems. So if I put
well,
on better underwear.
With dumb guy, we're not taking care of ourselves because we need the women to tell us how dumb we are. But yet we can't meet the women to tell us how dumb we are until we get the nice new underwear.
Right.
It and is, it's the snake true. Eating its own tail.
It's That's, a paradox.
I think I've solved it.
Or you're women like myself and your wife, and you overlook the holy underwear for a long time.
Is there something you want to talk about?
There was a era of replacement of all underwear for
so,
my fiance.
So your fiance Dane went through his replacement era?
I guess so.
Did he know he was going through it?
Yeah, did you
he
tell him?
Bought that. It was finally to the point where he held up some underwear once and was like, I probably shouldn't be wearing these anymore. And I was like, uh-huh. But we weren't like living together yet, so I felt like it wasn't really my place yet.
Did you ever touch him?
Her fiance? Yeah.
Touch the underwear.
Yeah.
Okay. And like you
and
didn't
why
did
are you asking?
Did you make that face though? Like I like girls are just so put together, like to TX point. Like I don't know that let's pretend I know nobody wants to picture me having relations, but like I'm about to have relations with somebody and I'm removing their Ew. Underwear. If they're in any condition like ours, I'm like, what? Like I would not be able to hide the disdain on my face. In fact, I would probably, I'd have to tap out.
Do
I'd be
you
like,
actually think you'd pay attention to it though? Because that's the thing is I feel like the motto I've heard is like the minute a guy sees a girl scantily clad,
yeah.
it nothing else matters.
But if they're to the point that TX underwear we're at, like if there's yeah. if they're threadbare, there's the
Oh my God. The color's questionable.
Because he said the Vron was almost always in there.
All right. Well, that was a good show, everybody. I'm done.
The Slacker Show. Alice
105.9.